Monday's Amud Aleph, the top of the Amud. Omar Rami Bar Chama Hari Amud Shavas. Yesh loy dalid am. So if a person is shavas beragel, the person goes to a location, he stands down, he stands on a spot, and he wants to be kind of shvisa. So the halacha is hare yesh loy dalid am. The halacha is he has dalid am. So we know the halacha. So basically, what is a person shvisa? A person shvisa is 2,004 amos. You have your dalid amos, your mokayim, plus you have an additional 2,000 amos. So the word shalim is hanosin eseruvo. Here's our shalim hanosin eseruvo. Let's say you're not going to be kind of shvisa by going to a certain location by standing there, but instead you're going to send bread as your representative. You'd be going to kind of shvisa al yidei lechem through your bread. Shail is, do you also get that additional dalid amos? We know dalid amos mekoymoy shalodam. So before we measure a person's 2,000 amos tchum, we first give you dalid amos. So what's the total sum? It's 2,000 plus 4. 2,004. But that's only true when you're mamish there. If you're mamish there, then it's mamish your mokum. But if you're not mamish there, you're putting bread in your stead as a substitute. The bread is going to be your mokum. Do we also give your bread a mokum of dalid al dalid, which would then mean that the total sum of the tchum would be 2,004 amos? That is our shaila. Hanoyis, one more time, sorry. Haryamu, shavas. If you koine shvisa biraglov, yesh loy dalid amos. Here's our shaila. So here's the right. According to the end of the Mishnah, according to the Shita of Yehuda, we did not say the halacha of to be makel, to make it easy for the al ha'ashir, for the ashir. Shlo yetzei v'yer b'raglav, does not need to go out and be ma'orev b'raglav. So here's the Moshe Rabbi Amarta. If you're going to tell me that a person's going to shvisa with bread, you don't get dalid amos, it's not a kula. It's not a kula, it's a chumra. Because if you be more of biraglov, how much would you get? You get 2,004. Now when you are the past, how much are you getting? 2,000. So you're getting 4 amos less. So therefore, since it says the mission that it's a kula, it has to be that if you ma'ariv the pass, you also get 2,004, and not and you don't lose the dalad amos. The Gemara says it's not so necessarily so. Afilu hachi nichale ki hechi d'lo nitrach v'nepel. It's not so. It's a very profound Gemara. There's a lot of depth in this idea. Is when you look at a kula and chumrah. Don't be stingy. Every single thing has to work out for you exactly the way you want. The overriding kula of pass is you don't have to be matriach yourself to walk and put and stand on there in that location erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes. That's the kula. Now it happens to be you're going to lose out dalid amos. Okay, so dalid amos, the shayla, is it going to be 2,000 amos? Is it going to be 2,004 amos? That is insignificant. The extra 4 amos that you're going to lose out is insignificant relative to the overwhelming kula that you don't have to be matriach yourself and stand on the tchum ben erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshos, but rather you can send a representative, you can send a shliach who can put down the bread even yourself. You can put the bread down there for you before Shabbos, and you don't have to be matriach to be at that location erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshos. So when you talk about a kul nechumra, it's not everything, it's the big picture. And the big picture, overall, it's a tremendous kula. And even though you're not having the benefit of getting an extra dalid amos. Okay, so that's what's maskan upon new Mishnah. Shalom Aleichem, miss you. Last couple of days.
Thank you.
A little bit behind. Now we go back to the study that we discussed yesterday very briefly. Not briefly, we discussed it, but now we go into more detail. A person is traveling to a city. So the Gemara will explain what the case is. Basically, there are two cities that are 4,000 amos apart. We'll call this person by the name of Reuven. Reuven has two homes. A very wealthy person. He has a home in city A and a home in city B. And he's now in city A. And he's planning on spending Shabbos in his home in city B. And he's traveling. He's on the road. He's walking. And as he's walking to actually to spend the Shabbos there. And he has plenty of time to reach his destination before Shabbos begins. So Misha Yatza, Leilech Be'ir Shem Arvin Ba, to go to the city Shem Arvin Ba, which, now Shem Arvin Ba means, Marvin Ba means, in this instance, it means that it's within four, that you theoretically can make an Eruvei Techumen. It does not mean that's what the person's intent was. The person's intent was to, let's assume very simply, to spend Shabbos in city B. But if the person really wanted, he does not need to spend Shabbos, he does not need to go and live in city B. If he wants to only go there to city B in Shabbos morning after davening, he can just very easily make an Eruvei Techumen. Being the main point we want to make with these words of the Mishnah is that the city B is less than, well, let's say is up to 4,000 amos away. So if he wants, technically, he can make an Eruvei Techumen and he can go back and forth between the two cities the entire Shabbos. But that's not what he did. He did not make an Eruvei Techumen and he did not actually spend Shabbos in city B. He was planning on going there, but in the middle, now this is very important. This friend, as he's about, he's walking, he's on the way, his friend calls out and says, you know, don't go. Don't go there now because it's going to rain in a few minutes, you're going to get caught in the rain. Or don't go because it's very, very hot, it's not healthy. Don't go. Come back home. And basically his friend forces him to go back to his home, city A. So the Gemara is going to tell us, the Mishnah says, Chaveruchu mutu leilich, he is allowed to, on Shabbos morning, you have to get word to the Mishnah, Shabbos morning, he's allowed if he wants to go to city B. Why? From A. Why? But it's 4,000 amos away, it's outside of the Tchum. Because this is the case that since he lechatchila wanted to go to city B, and the only reason why he went made an about face was because his friend basically forced him to come back home, but really he wanted to go to city B, so he's like an oni that's traveling on the road and is allowed to be ma'orev b'mokoyim ploni by making a statement, I am aware there is a tree or there is a fence that is exactly in between city A and city B, and I want to be kind of shvisa at the location of that tree or that fence, and that will be my Erev, and that's where I'm kind of shvisa. That's right in between the two cities. So therefore, I have 4,000 amos. I can walk now 4,000 amos from city A to city B. So he can do it. Let's read a few more words of the Mishnah. We'll explain again. But everyone else in the city cannot do so. Now that means, let's say there are other people in the city who do want to do the same thing. They're sitting in their home in city A, and they say, oh, you know what? We would really like to go to city B for Shabbos, but, you know, it's raining outside or it's hot outside, so you know what? We're not going to go. But really, we want to go. So that statement alone should be enough to that we should say, since they want to go and they are aware there's a tree or there's a fence exactly in the middle, their kavanah is to be koinish shvisa that location. So the answer is no, it's not going to work for the people that are still in the city because they are in the category of ashirim. The only one that Chazal allowed to make use of this halacha, that you can be koinish shvisa with a statement or with a machshava, even with a machshava, that I want to be koinish shvisa at a certain location, even though you have not sent bread to that location, and you have not, and you're not even standing there, but it's just enough to be koinish shvisa with an amira, with a machshava, is only a person who is in the category of an oni. What does it mean to be an oni? It means you have to be actually traveling on the road and not have with you the food that you need to put down or not have the ability to go there. But if you are sitting comfortably in your home and you have not yet set out to travel, you're not in the category of an ani, you're in the category of a halachic osher, you're home and comfortable. Chazal did not allow people to make use, to abuse this halacha. Oh, I want to be kaneshrisa by the ilan and by the goder. So therefore, that's why the halacha, in this case, since the person was machzik, he actually went and he started to travel. He actually picked up his suit and started to walk. So now he has to come back home. The only reason why he's coming back home was because his friend told him, I don't want you to go. Okay, you don't want me to go, I want to come back home. But really, I want to go. So since he's making this decision at this moment in time, we consider him to be an Ani. And an Ani can be kind of Shvisa with Amira. But the other people that are still in the hometown, even if they make a statement, they can be screaming, they can saying it 100 times, we want to go to City B on Shabbos, and we're not leaving our homes, we want to be kind of Shvisa by the Geder or by the Ilan, it doesn't work. Because they are Ashirim, and Chazal only allowed one to make use of this halacha of being kind of Shvisa, be Amira, be Mokim Ploni, only for Anani. Who says this? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now we come along to Rabbi Meir. Kol Shu Yochol Ariv Loi Erev, Harei Zechamar Gamol. Rabbi Meir says this case is a little bit too complicated, because in this case, look what happened. The person was about traveling, and now he makes an about face because his friend tells him, come back home. Now we learned, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a dover poshut that he wants to be kind of shvisa by the Elon or by the God there, because he actually was traveling there. The only reason why he's coming back is because his friend told him, come back. Along comes Rabbi Meir, says, not necessarily. Once his friend told him to come back home, maybe he had complete charata. I no longer want to go there for Shabbos. I want to go back home and be kind of shvisa in my regular hometown number A. But maybe, or Meir says, maybe really he did want to be kind of shvisa in the other city. And the person, he himself doesn't really know what he wants. We have to be here to say, daita shaladam. So therefore, according to Meir, we have a suffix where he wants to be kind of, where the person really wanted to be kind of shvisa in this instance when he was traveling and his friend told him to come back home. And therefore, we have to be machmir. And we're going to give him the chumrah of both potential eruvim. In other words, if he was kind of shvisa at home, so then he can go 2,000 amos and that's it. He can't go to that city. If he was kind of shvisa at that tree, so then he can go 2,000 amos back home. But he can't go, because he can go both ways. Then, of course, he can go forward and backwards. But being that he was kind of shvisa in the middle, he can't go backwards in his home. In other words, let's give directions. If his home is in the west, and city B is in the east, and he's kind of shvisa right in the middle, so that means he can go to city B and he can go to city A. But once he gets back to city A, he can't go further west. He can't go in the opposite direction in city A, in the going west backwards. He can't do that. So, but if he's kind of shvisa at home, then he can go 2,000 amos west. But if he's kind of shvisa at home, he only can go 2,000 amos east. He can't make it to city B. So he's a chamor gamol. He's like a donkey driver and a camel driver. The donkey you lead from behind. Right, is that how it goes? And a camel, what? Donkey is the front? And the camel is from the back. So we basically give you the chumras of both. It's an expression, you chumras of both, he's stuck in the middle. The only place where this person can walk on Shabbos is in between the city. The chamor goes in the front, and the adam's in the gamol lead. The gamol you go in the front. So the gamol you go in the front, the gamol, the camel, you go in the front of the camel. And the donkey, you go behind the donkey. Correct. You hit the donkey. So it's an expression which means you're stuck in the middle, that you both give you the chumras of going in the front, going backwards and forwards. And therefore, in this instance, the person can only go between his home and city A and 2,000 amos, and that's it. You can't go backwards 2,000 amos, because maybe you kind of shvisa at the tree. And if you kind of shvisa at the tree, so the furthest west you can go is back home. But maybe you kind of shvisa at home. If you kind of shvisa on the furthest east, you can go is to the tree. So you basically, you're stuck in between a rock and a hard place. You're stuck between the tree and your home. You're stuck in the middle, you can't go anywhere. That's you stuck in the middle. Now, the Gemara right away elaborates that we really learned this yesterday. The same inu. The Gemara, why is it that if the person himself actually began to travel, he can be kind of shrisa b'mokim ploni, but the people in the city, if they made a declaration, we want to go to city B, they cannot be kind of shrisa the truth. What's the difference? The Gemara answers, like we learned, the person has two homes, one in city A and one in city B. In between city A and city B is exactly 4,000 amas. Iu, this individual, since he began to travel, he's on the road. He has the status of a poor person. Chazal give a special halacha, and oni can be kind of shvisa b'amira b'mokim ploni. The hane, the people that are home who have not yet picked up their feet to travel, ashire ninu, and the mela and osher, that's the halacha. Only takana was made for only not for an osher. Okay, tayinam yachi, a brayse that says exactly the same thing. Me sheyesh lo shnei batim ubneim shnei tchumei shabbos kevan shehichzik b'derech kana. Eruv Devei Rabbi Yehuda. Very good. Now we come to a new chiddush, a new yisoid that we did not learn yet. Rabbi Yossi, Yeser Al Kain, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. He's now going to introduce new variables into this sugya, into this Mishnah. A bigger chiddush. Afilu Mitzoy Chaveroi. Even if his friend found him, Omaloy and said him, Linpoi, don't go. Lin means lodge over here. Because I don't want you to travel because Eis Chama, it's hot, who or Eis Tzina, who it's cold. So and he listens. You listen to your friend. L'machar the next day, doesn't matter. Mashkin b'cholech, you can go. You can go to the city. What's going on here? What exactly is Rabbi Yossi coming to argue on? Rabbi Yehuda, what is the point of disagreement between these two Tanoim, which would further elaborate Shah and the Mishnah? Omer Rabba. So Rabba comes along and explains. Before I say the Gemara, let me just give you one Yisoid. The one Yisoid is, we learned the Mishnah, basically according to the case where a person was traveling, and his friend says to him, my friend, I don't want you to go. Reuven, don't go. Because it's raining, you don't have a raincoat, or it's hot. I don't want you to go. Come back. So he listens, he comes back. Now, that's one case. Let's discuss another case. Reuven is going, and then Reuven changes his mind. He makes an about face. Why did Reuven change his mind? Who knows? Maybe he changes his mind because it's raining, because he sees himself that it's raining or that it's too hot to travel. Or maybe Reuven, if he changes, because you know what? I don't want to go. I just pasha don't want to go. I want to stay in city A for Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to say that when Reuven on his what? Better kiddush. He realized this, that in city A there's a better kiddush than city B. So the Gemara is going to say, make it very clear, that when Reuven changes, now there's always a chashash. You have to remember, we learned the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, you know, I don't know what this guy's kavana was. On the one hand, he's sure he wanted to go. He started to travel. I mean, what more do you possibly want him? He went, he did a maisa that revealed his kavanis to go to city B. But on the other hand, he went back home. So he went back home, he listened to his friend, he went back home, so maybe his kavanis, you know, I'm going back home, I'm not going. I'm going to stay for Shabbos. So Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah said, is a chamor gamol. A chamor gamol. He's stuck in the middle. Because I'm not like Rabbi Yehuda, for whatever reason, Rabbi Yehuda, you are, by you, it's a dover pashut, that if you start to go, you definitely want to go, 100% certain you want to go to city B. The only reason why you're going back home is because you don't want to chepper with your friend. Your friend says to you, come home. So you want to temporarily appease him as you come home. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the gilui milsa that you've actually began to walk is so strong, that's the ikar. Rabbi Meir says, not so fast. Rabbi Meir says, listen, you listen. If you listen, it means you listen entirely. Yes, you're chamar gomel. You're stuck in the middle. Okay, now let's put that aside. But one thing we extract from the Mishnah, that there is a possibility that Yitaka changed your mind. And we have machlokes, is it a suffix changing your mind, or you definitely did not change your mind? Let's add to the equation another case where you go back home on your own. No one told you to go back home. on your own, you decide to go back. Oh, you go back home on your own. In this case, it's much, much more likely you get complete charata from going to city B, and you want to only go back to city A. If your friend tells you to come back home, I don't want to get into a fight. So I'll listen to him, I'll come back home, but really, really, I want to go to city B. But if your friend is not telling you to go back home, who's stopping you? Go, gesundheit, go. Why are you going back? Because I really, for real, I have charata. Okay, so that's the issue that we're going to discuss now. So here we come, we Amar Rabba, loimar. That's one word which means loimar, means do we need Shimon to scream out to Reuven, Reuven, don't go. I want you to come home because it's hot or it's cold. So according to Rabba's understanding of the Mishnah, of the Braisa, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Kuliyam Oloi Pligi Ditzarech. Everyone agrees you need this. If Shimon would not convince Reuven to come back, and but Reuven on his own would come back, according to Rabba only, it's a Dover Pashut, Reuven had complete charata. Complete charata. The man, when he comes back home, he's kind of shvisa in city A, and there's no eruv whatsoever. He's kind of shvisa in city A. He can go 2,000 hours in all directions of city A. Loimar, in order that there should be a possibility for Reuven to go on Shabbos to city B, that the eruv should be chal by the goder or the ilan, we must have a loimar. We must have a shimoin screaming to Reuven, Reuven, I don't want you to go, because it's hot or it's cold. Then we have a right to say, I disagree with you, Reuven, or Shimon, I want to go, I really want to go, that's my rot sign, I don't want to fight with you. I don't want to fight with you, I'll come back home, but really I want to go. And therefore, it's just for show. I'm coming back home to listen to you, but tomorrow, when you're not watching, I'm going to go. Why? Because I was kind of shvisa. I made an error in my mind at the place of the God of Elon. So, loimar, in order to be permitted tomorrow to go to city B and to say that the error was in effect, kuli alma loy pligi detzorich. We need that loimar. So what then is machlokes between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi? Ki pligi lahachzik. Do we also need, we're going to read between the lines, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, do we need the person to be in the category of an oni? Do we need the person to actually be traveling on the road in order for it to work? In other words, Rabbi Yosef Amar. Now let's go back and read the words of the Braisa. Before you go to Rabbi Yosef and then Rabbi Yosef, go back to the Braisa. The Braisa started with Rabbi Yehuda because the words of the Braisa are a little bit different than the Mishnah. The Braisa begins. Let's go back a few lines up. Tanginami Hachi. It's with the Tosfos Dibur Masel Keman. Now with this understanding of Rabbah. Rabbah is now giving us a whole new approach to explain the machlokes. Let's read. So, Tanya Anam Yachi, Mi Sheish Lashle Badim Bnei Ubnei Mishnei Tchum Shabbos, Kevin Shehichzik Baderech Akon. Oh, so according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the Iker words of Rabbi Yehuda were Shehichzik Baderech. We need a Hichzik. What's Hichzik mean? You must be on the road. You must travel. When you're traveling, you are begeder and oni. You must. Die. And what about loimar?
Why do you have begeder? You don't have the food with you?
Well, you don't have the food with you. There is no food. That's a what?
That's why you have begeder and oni.
Yeah.
If you travel, have
No. Even if you would have food with you, you're still called an oni because you can't reach the place to put it there. The geder of an oni here has nothing to do with food. I can't reach that destination. The Gemara is before said if you would run, that's called an ani. I can't. The fact is, the reason why you called an ani in this case is because I can't get there, not because of the food. It could be you have on your backpack and you have a lot of food. Yeah. If you would get there, you put the food down, or you would even stand there. But you can't get there. That's why you mean called an ani in this case. So here we have Rabbi Yosef Amar. So now let's go back with the words of the Braisa. According to the words of the Braisa, when we tell you what was the ikur yisod of Rabbi Yehuda, his ikur yisod is shehichzik baderech. You must be traveling, and of course it goes without saying that you have to have a loimar. We have to establish what your will is. If you set out to go and the only reason why you're coming back is because you've been forced by your friend to come back, that means that your friend is just forcing you physically to come back, but your ratzon to go remains. So that's pasha, we need the loymar. But we also need the hichsik. Now then, along comes Rabbi Yossi. He has very important these words in mind, because the whole next Amud is going to tie back to these names. So we have to get it straight. Yes, Rabbi Yossi says, no, I don't need the hichsik. Afilu mitzoi chaveroi, in other words, your home. I'm sitting comfortably in my couch in city A, and I'm thinking, you know what? Let's go to the city B for Shabbos. Afilu mitzoi chaveroi, v'yamalai limpo, eschamihi eschinihi. So the point is, you have to express your rotzon. I'm sitting in home A, I'm sitting on the couch, and I express my rotzon. I want to go to city B. But I never left my home. I didn't take even one step. I didn't even walk down the steps. What? Right? No. But what do you say? You make a statement. I want to go. I want to go to city B. You're sitting on your couch and you make a statement to your entire family. I want to go to city B for Shabbos. Let's go. And before you have a chance to pick yourself up out of the chair, your friend says, no, we're not going, it's raining, it's cold, it's hot, we're not going to go. So long comes Rabbi Yossi, it's good, you're kind of shvisa, because your rotzon has been established, even though you have not carried out your rotzon physically, that's because your hands are tied, because your friend tells you, don't do it. But you have established your rotzon. It's a virtual tying of the hands. Fine, but it doesn't. But the fact is, you have expressed your rotzon. You have expressed your rotzon, and you have not backed out for your rotzon, because the only reason why you're not going is because of an external reason, because of a friend. So it's good enough. So what's the point of this? Now you have to remember the name, because it's going to get a little confusing. So we have now established, we have over here Rabbah. This is Rabbah's understanding of the Mishnah. Loimar, kul yamolei pligi detzarech loimar. What's the machlekes? Must you also be machzik baderech? Rabbi Yehuda says yes, and Rabbi Yossi says no. So that means Rabbi Yehuda wants two conditions. That's the key words. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbah, in Rabbah's understanding, Rabbi Yehuda has two conditions. There has to be loimar, and there has to be hichzik baderech. Rabbi Yossi only requires one condition. Now we go to the second mahalach. Now we go to Rabbi Yosef's mahalach. Rabbi Yosef amar, no pum fakert. Lahachzik, kul yamolei pligi detzarech, mamish pum fakert. Lahachzik, everyone requires a lahachzik. You must be lahachzik. Ki pligi, what's machlokes? Loimar. Do you need a loimar? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't make any mention of loimar. Right, go back to the Braisa. Tanya nam yach, mi sheyesh lo shnei batim, nevim shnei lichum sham, eskenin shchuzel, kan derech kanei ruvoi. Did Rabbi Yehuda? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda never said the word loimar. He never said this loimar. The only thing was hichsik. Along comes Rabbi Yossi. He says, no, it's not enough for there to be a hichsik by derech. You also need there to be a loimar. Rabbi Yossi amar, afilu mitzvah chaver v'yamolei linpoi, eschami v'esini, you also need the loimar. You also need the loimar. So it comes that now, according to the second version, who is the one that requires two conditions? Rabbi Yossi, the second version. What? You have to be machzik baderech. Everyone agrees that in the second version. And number two, there must be a loimar. There must be a loimar, because the loimar shows that the reason that you have never changed your rotzon. My rotzon has been established. The only reason I'm coming back is because of an external reason, my rotzon. But, lafuke, if no one told me anything, I on my own decide to go back. That's a bittul of your rotzon. If I'm sitting around my dining room table and telling my rabbi, we're going to city B. And then you say, you know what? No, we're not. Well, you don't go. So the fact is, if you have not carried out what you have said initially, and no one held you back, there was no one preventing you from carrying out your rotzon, and you on your own did not carry out your rotzon, that is a gilui milsa, you have charata. You have charata, there's no eruv. That's who's, according to this version, who's the one that says this? Rabbi Yossi is the one that says this. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not so. Even if you don't carry out your rotzon, we still assume your rotzon is to go there, and as long as you machzik baderech, even though you come back, it's good enough according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Why are you coming back?
What? Why are you coming back? Yeah. Because in your mind it's going to rain. The same reasons.
I'm really not going.
You want to go. It's not a matter. Physically, you're not going, but you want to go. And if you want to go, that's the ikka. The rotzon is the ikka. If I want to go, that's the ikka. What? I hear. Okay. There's different in yonim and halacha. There's hashkaf and halacha. Okay. Now that we've got this straight, we have a braisa, and we have two mahalchim, the braisa, we have Rabbah, and we have Rabbi Yosef. Now we can figure out the following members. Kemanos l'chodi ha'ma'ula. Ula made a statement. What was the statement? Mi yishchichzik baderech. Ah, you're going. It's gevalg. Okay, right away he says, you're on the way, you're going. V'chzidach ha'veroi. Ah, two conditions. Look at that. Two conditions he needs. Now he says here something very strange. Muchzar u'muchzak. Now these two words are contradictory. Muchzar means he came back home, and muchzak means you're going, you're on the way. So the Gemara right away says, what in the world? Please translate these two words to me. Manavshach. Imuchzar. If you came back home, lama muchzak, then the word muchzak doesn't make sense. The muchzak means you're on the way. Muchzak means you have both words. Haray, second law, wide line. Haray, muchzak, umuchzak. You're muchzak, you're back home, you have returned.
So then you're not kind of shvisa at all.
Exactly. But yet, umuchzak, you are kind of shvisa. Oh, it's the Gemara's kasha. Manavshach, imuchzak, lama muchzak. The muchzak, lama muchzak. So the Gemara answers, and this is where we need the Gemara to help us. Hachi kamar, af al pishem muchzar, even though physically, there's physical and there is mental. Even though physically shemuchzar, you came back home because your friend told you we're going back home, muchzak, it's ki'ilu, you have established yourself at the tree of the fence. Yeah, you're still, you're there. You're there. So the Gemara says, who is this like? So Kiman, who does this follow? Now here's where it gets tricky. You have to read the Rashi over here. The Gemara says, this is going like Kirav. And now what do we learn from over here? There were two conditions, right? There were two conditions. Condition number one was you actually began to walk, and number two, your friend told you to come back. Now we have to clarify something. Both according to Rabbah and Rav Yosef, there was always a Tana that required two. The only difference was according to Rabbah it was Rabbi Yehuda required two, but according to Rav Yosef it was Rabbi Yosi that required both conditions. And the Gemara here says Kiman Krav Yosef V'aliba Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Let's see. Rai Rashi Krav Yosef Rai Rashi. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Why is this only like? Why is only like Rav? Krav Yosef, Alib Rabbi Yehuda, Deboi Tarte, which requires both. And Rashi here says something very important. Vohu Hadin L'Rabba, Alib Rabbi Yehuda, Elochad Minayo Nokat. Okay, this is a really tricky Gemara. Because the Gemara is not, it's going to be the Gemara according to Rabbi and according to Rabbi Yosef. And both according to Rabbi and Yosef, there's always one time that requires both. According to Rabbi, who's Rabbi Yehuda, requires both. According to Rabbi Yosef, why? For whatever reason. Whatever reason we're going to pick, now we leave with that. There's another whole version of the Gemara, which is a lishna achin of leishamati. If you go up in the Rashi's, which unfortunately I don't have a clerk hiding, so we'll leave it for now. Okay, we have to go through very behind. So it's at least one mahalach in the Gemara. Okay, I know I'm being cheap, chaval. But for now, we have to go vayita. So there's one mahalach in the Gemara, two mahalach in the Gemara, and the Rashi's in the Chanami. The Ikka Pshat Rashi is the first Pshat, not the second Pshat. The Gemara could have given the other answer as well. Okay, vayita. Now we go to another example. Kiman, Alib Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Next. Rav Yehuda bar Ishtosa, another mice. Okay, this is an interesting story. Full mice. An Erev and it's Gvaldik. All these mice to show halacha l'mayim. But Rav Yehuda bar another mice. Rav Yehuda bar Ishtosa, I see like he'll call the peiros of Rav Nosson bar Oshaya. He went and he brought peiros. A basket of peiros, Rav Nosson bar Oshaya. You know, he brought him a gift. He brought him a shalach manos. Maybe it was Purim, or Chavis, I don't know. He brought him a gift of peiros Erev Shabbos. It was very late. It was very, very late, and he was staying there by Erev Shabbos. He had the ozel, and it was about, it was, you know, he looks at the clock, I gotta get back home, I gotta go for Shabbos Mincha. I gotta go back home and prepare for Shabbos. So, oh, okay, I'll escort you, I'll walk with you, Dalet Amos. Now, his city, his hometown, was 4,000 Amos home. So if his hometown was less than 2,000 Amos away, no big deal. So why do you have to run home? No, so stay here until Shabbos begins. Daven Mincha Maariv here, Kabbalah Shabbos, and eat a Suda here, and you'll go home at night, Friday, go home Shabbos night. Can't go home Shabbos night because it's outside the Tchum. How far away was it? It was 4,000 Amos. So the only solution is, if you'll make an Eruv Tchumin, then I'll stay here Friday night until it gets late, then I'll go back home later on. Well, his wife worried, obviously not. No, and obviously not. They were not. She was not worried, whatever the case was. So the whole only reason, the only reason why he's not going home is because he did not make an Eruv Tchumin to go back home. Okay? So one more time. So he brought him a basket of Paris, the Nosson bar Oshaya, ki havei ozel. As he was going home, he was getting laid back to go home, Shafkei, so Rav Nosson Bar Oshia, oh, let me escort you. He escorted him ad nochis darga. He walked down one step. Okay, let's make believe there were three steps leading from his front door to the street level. He escorted him one step, down one step. Amalei bishocha. Oh, you've taken already one step. This means to lodge. Well, Lena, sleep over. You don't have to go home. Stay over my home at night. And Lamachar Kadim Yozlan, tomorrow morning, early in the morning, Shabbos morning, you'll go home Shabbos morning. So what's the Gemara's Kiman? If any, because no Abba, where's the Eruv? Where's the Eruv? Teretz is, you're going to be kind to Shvisa, the God there, or the Elon. He knows the territory. I'll be kind of Shvisa, the God of the Elon. But if that was the intent of Nosson bar Oshaya, why did he have to escort him one step? Say, listen, he's sitting by the dining room table. Listen, stay over and eat by me tonight. Sleep over. Tomorrow morning you'll go. You'll be kind of Shvisa. You'll be kind of Shvisa mentally by the God of Elon. Why did he have to go and escort him one step? Obviously, you have to have both things, both the command of Yosef, and the Yosef of Yehuda, like we said before, and who Rashi, who Adim, we could have said like Rabbah, like Rabbi Yehuda. You need both conditions. You have to have Achziro Chaveiro, Loimar, Tzoruch Loimar, and you also have to have the second condition of Huchzak Baderech, one, at least one Psiyam. So the Gemara's command of Yosef, and the Yosef of Yehuda. Isn't there ever? The Gemara says, low. It's not a raya. The Gemara now here, okay, in this version, it fits very well, low. It can be going also, kiraba, velibad Rabbi Yehuda, like we said. Because in both versions of the Gemara, there's always one time. Now, why did the Gemara do over here in one place? Now, let's see here, Rashi, to clarify a little bit. Kiman, beinon, who do we require both conditions? Hichsik, badech, volinpo. Why? So he goes, Volishna Khrina Hochigar Sinan Kiman. Let's skip that part, because that part, that's the Lashna Khrinch we didn't do, we have to go back to the whole Gemara to that again. But let's then just jump down to the first small line in Rashi. Umeshani lo the Omar the Omar Askinan Uchiraba. No, lo. It's not a raya. Lo the Omar Askinan. But that's goes part of the Slikush, let's call it part of the Lashna Khrina. Okay, let's just leave it like that. This is going like, come on. Now, in order to make this Gemara work out like the Lishna Chinesh, I want to point out to you that not everyone is goyris this last part of the Gemara. Where the Gemara says, Loi Kiraba Valib Rabbi Yosef, if you look on the side, if you have the, I have the Oiz V'Hodar, I don't know, you have the different Mesorah Sashas, there's another Girsa And the other gear saw this is deleted. I will harif loy garas kain. No, these last lines. Loy kiraba valib Rabbi Yehuda, because that doesn't make sense. The same way Rashi on Amud Aleph said, Behu hadin. So what's the word? Lo, according to what mind, and this doesn't make any sense. Say Nachnami, Rashi who holds the Ikul Lishma. The Ikul Lishma is like the first Lashon. In Echnami, that Lashon does not have these words in the Gemara, Lo, Kiman, Pashat, Krav Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. V'hu Hadin, basically V'hu Hadin, like Rabba's version of the Gemara, Aliba, Rabbi Yehuda. Just like the Gemara said in the first story. And then this line, Lo, Kiraba, Aliba, Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't fit here, and Echnami does not appear in the gears of the Rif on the side of the Gemara, which just makes that point. But in Echnami, according to the other Lashon, which we did not do, there's a whole different mahalach in the Gemara, and then the whole issue is bedavka like Rabbi Yossi and not like Rabbi. Then you have to work out what the Gemara means, why only like Rabbi Yossi, not necessarily like Rabba, because then it can work like Rabba, Libra, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, next piece of Gemara. Right, Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Kol Shiyach al-Arev, which we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, and back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says, he's not convinced that if your friend tells you to come back, your rotzon to go remains. Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, we're going back to Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, we're going away from Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda from the Brayso, we're going back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we learned, Rabbi Meir was very machmir, and he said, if you're traveling to city B, and your friend says to you, no, I don't want you to go because it's cold or it's hot, and you're making a bad face, we now have a problem, because you turning around possibly is a revelation that you are mevatel your rotzayin. You no longer want to go to city B, you want to remain in city A. But maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda, you're right. Since the only reason why you're turning around is because your friend told you to do so, not because you have decided to do so, maybe your original kavanah remains. So we got a problem. And because we got a problem, we got to put upon you the chumris of both mekayim shvisa. In other words, you're stuck in between your original home and the Goder V'ilan. On the tzad that your original home, the home A is your Shvisa, you can't go past the Goder V'ilan. On the tzad that the Goder V'ilan is your Shvisa, you can't go backwards from your home west in the opposite direction, our example. Okay. Now the Gemara says, so in other words, Rabbi Meir was a chamor gamol. So the Gemara Sakasha, we already learned in Meir's Yesoid that whenever there's a suffix, you're stuck in the middle. Where else do we have this example where a person had put out an Eruv, a very good Eruv, but there's a suffix if the Eruv was present, Bein Hashmashos. Right, you put down the Eruv, you do not even know if Bein Hashmashos, the Eruv was a storm, and it can very well be that the Eruv was washed, or Ganav took it, or animal took it, and there is a 50-50 chance that the Eruv that you put down, the bread that you put down in the Mokum Shvisa was not present at the time of Bein Hashmashos. So what does your mayor say? You're a Chamor Gamol. You don't know, maybe there was there, maybe there was. Therefore, you have to go the common denominator of the two possible locations of your Mokum Shvisa. So we learned that already, Hotanino, Chadazimna, Sofik. Whenever you have a Sofik, so we already know this principle of call of a Sofik. So why does he have to go and illustrate this idea of a Sofik? All you have to say is, it's a Sofik. You don't have to say the words Chamor Gamol. Once Rabbi Meir will reveal to us all to Harez a Sofik. Once he'll say it's a Sofik, we will already know this principle of Chamor. Well, why does he have to? Let's remember, Rashi says, Sofik, Perek B'chol Marvin, Niskal Gil Chutz L'tchum Nisraf M'bod Yom Einon Erev M'shachashecha Harez Erev Sofik M'bod Yom M'shachashecha Harez Erev Sofik M'bod Yom Sofik M'shachashecha M'bod Yom M'bod Yom M'bod Yom Alma kol sveika chamor gamol hu. So why do we have to illustrate this halach of chamor gamol here? Let it just say in the Mishnah, harei zes sofik, and we will automatically know the principle of chamor gamol. So what's the purpose of repeating this halacha? The Gemara answers, there's a fundamental difference between this type of sofik and the sofik of perik b'chol ma'arvin. And daf lamed hey. This case is worse. Now the Gemara's terminology is a little bit vague, but the Gemara calls this case a case where it's close to a vadai that you did not want to make an Erev. Because if you make an about face, you're on the way to go, and your friend says, don't go, danger, don't go, and you make an about face, it's korov levadai that you're not going. You change, you mevatel your rotzon. And then, you don't have, there is no Erev. There is no Erev. So Rav Meir in this case should be of the opinion, you're not a chamor gamol, you're a chamor, or you're a gamol. You're koine shvisa in your original location, you're not going to be koine shvisa in the common denominator. It's much worse than the case where you should, I want to make an Erev, I just do not know if my Erev was in existence at the time of Bein HaShemashos. There it's a legitimate sofik, 50-50, hareze chamor gamol. But this case, it's not 50-50. It's more likely 100% that it's not an Erev because you made an about face. So that's what Gemara says, no, that's the chiddush why we want to illustrate the halacha here as well. But in this situation where vadila air because you made an about face low, havi chamor gamol, we should give you the tchum of your original hometown. Elaf no, elafilu vadai la'erev, even in this case a term. Okay, it's three words and within quotation marks. Even in this case, which is a case which is like a vadai la'erev, because you made an about face, have you still are chamor gamol to hahachi, because in this case, that's the case here. This case, the case of vadai la'erev, it's equivalent to a case where it's much more likely that you did not want to make it because you made an about face, and yet Rav Meir still is telling us you still get the common denominator of the two possible eruvim. You're stuck in the middle. The kohave chamor gamol. Okay, next halacha. Mishiyotze chutz l'tchum afilu amachas. A person is traveling and he walks outside of his tchum even one single ama lo yikones. That's it. One ama out, you're not allowed to go back inside. Rabbi Eliezer Omer shtayim yikones. If you go out two amas, you can go back inside. Shalosh lo yikones. Now, what's the lamdus? We learned this before a couple of daf ago. The lamdus is you're really out. If you go outside your tchum, you're out. Your out is out. Teretz says when you go outside your tchum, let's say you walk 50 miles outside, you don't kiyin avarian. Or in a shayi, you walk 5 miles outside your tchum. So you have to stand with your feet together like Shmona Esrei. No, we give you dalid al dalid. Chazal, the Torah gives you a makom. No, you're out of your tchum. No, you can't go to that. But we give you 4 amos. Let's give you a cell. Where are you in this cell? So Eliezer says you're right in the middle. You're right in the middle. You have 2 amos to your left, 2 amos to your right. So if you walk outside of your tchum and you walk out 1 amah, that's it, you're in trouble. You can't go, you can't. So what are we going to do? We're going to draw a box. We're going to draw a box around you. Your box goes to backwards 2 amos. That means that your new tchum, havlis the sugyif, have lost tchumin. Your new tchum that we're giving you overlaps with your old tchum. Oh, have lost tchum, the sugyif, all the way back a couple of daf ago, 10 daf ago, have lost tchum, and shmo have law. And the Mela, you overlap your new tchum, the old tchum, therefore you can go back into your old tchum, according to Rebbe Eliezer only. So this is true only as long as there is an overlap. If there's, you go already 2 amos outside, there no longer is an overlap, which is not so because we learn Havlos Tchum, and if they touch, there's also Shalom Havlos, but let's push now, it's not overlap. So if you go outside 2 amos, so then we're going to draw for you a new box of 4x4. You're in the center, you have 2 amos backwards. The 2 amos backwards only touch your old Tchum. There is no overlap. There's no overlap. Sorry, buddy, we can't help you. Only if it over. If you got 1 amah, then we draw a box. So your new tchum of 2 overlaps your old tchum by 1 amah. Once it overlaps, that already allows you to swings you back inside. So Amr Chanina, so we hear, so Rabbi Elazar Omer, Shtayim Yikonis, but Shaloi Shlo Yikonis. Oba, Rabbi Chanina, Ragloi Nushail. Ragloi Echad Teichad Besoichat Chum, Viragloi Achas Chutz Chutz Tchum. Let's say you take one step out, according to the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim don't hold up Havlos Tchumen. The Rabban hold, you take even one step out, you're out. Let's say you're straggling. 1 foot is outside the Tchum, 1 foot is in the Tchum. You have two feet, 2 different sides of the world. So what do you do? You're not allowed to go back and say, listen, this is the Pasuk. Pasuk Yishayim Toshiv Mishabes Raglecha. If you will, to tell a person, will, now, Pshut Shal Mikra means that on Shabbos you will restrain yourself. You will rest from traveling. Toshiv Mishabes Raglecha. If you will return from resting your feet. Let me read the entire pasuk. Im toshev mi Shabbos raglecha asos chafotzecha b'yom kodshi v'keros l'Shabbos oineg. If you will return mi Shabbos raglecha, in this context, it means that you will return your feet to rest. You will return your feet. You will return backwards from not doing work. So the Gemara is making a drasha. It says here, the way we read the word is raglecha b'loshen rabin. Raglecha b'loshen rabin means 2 feet. But there's a missing yud. It should really have a lot of yud between raglecha. I'm not sure. But the word raglecha can also be pronounced raglecha. And raglicha with the patach and with the shva under the lamed raglicha is b'loshen yachid. It's one word which can be read 2 ways: raglecha b'loshen rabin and raglicha, which b'loshen yachid. So, being that we darsh in the pasuk the way it's written, and the way it's written is raglicha im tashav mishem mishabos raglicha. Raglicha ksiv, one leg, teaching you that even if one leg goes over the tchum, that's it, you're already out. You are already outside, you're already outside the realm of Shabbos. You can no longer read. Im tasha means you cannot. It means you cannot return if Shabbos Shovas Raglucha. If one leg already is outside the tchum of Shabbos, it has come to rest. Shovas Raglucha, we're making a drasha im toshuv. You cannot come back. It's a case of drasha. Taking a pasuk in Yeshaya, and we're being very, very liberal in this interpretation for the purpose of a drush, im toshuv, if Mishovas Raglucha, if 1 foot already is resting outside the tchum. Raglucha ksif. Of your time when the Brahis saw Ragloi achas b'seichatchum, b'ragloi achas chosatchum yikones. Oh, so you can go, no problem. If 1 foot goes out and 1 foot is in, it's okay. That's an akasha. Homani achirim hi. That follows the opinion of achirim. He darshes the pasuk the way it is pronounced. Yeshem lemikra, and it's pronounced raglecha b'loshen rabin. The only time you are the chum is when both feet are the chum. Come in achirim d'tanya achirim ayim l'makom shabuboy. I'm sorry, even though Itaki, that's the next Gemara, that where is the majority of your weight? If you are starting out in the Tchum and you put 1 foot outside the Tchum, even though 1 foot is resting outside the Tchum, still the majority of your body is in the Tchum. So just because 1 foot is outside, it doesn't make a difference. You go bust the majority of your body. Oh, you can't go inside the Tchum. The Mordarshins, forget about the ksif. The way we pronounce it is raglecha, like with the yud, right? There's a yud in between the lamed and the chaf. Raglecha, b'loshen rabin. That's how we read it. So therefore, until both feet leave the tchum, you're okay. Oh, raglecha, read it. V'yatanya, b'gon another bride, so lo yikones, hudyam ha-kacherim, d'tanya, l'mukam ha-shubun, hu niskar, e'nechanami, that's going like acherim. Acherim is of the opinion that we're going where the majority of your body is thrown, and in that instance, where lo yikones, we're going in a case where the person puts 1 foot over the tchum and he also moves over the majority of his body. In the previous example with the Gemara, where you put 1 foot outside the tchum, the majority of the body was still inside the tchum. But in this version, you put 1 foot outside the tchum and you push your weight over the tchum. In that case, even though it's only 1 foot, he doesn't darshan the word raglecha. He focuses on where the majority of your body is on the outside. We have a stira. Rabbi says there's 2 yikones, shalosh yikones. The atanya, Rabbi Lezaimer, achas yikanes shtaim lo yikanes of stira like kasha hadaka chada v'kamatarti hadaka tarti v'kamatlas. Going with a person, you are entirely outside of two. If you have completely left hadaka chada, if you completely left one and v'kamatarti, that's where you can still come back inside. Because when Rabbi Eliezer says two is the limit, it means you're completely over two. Up to ad bichlal is okay. So, but a little bit more. So when it says that one is, then more than one is no good, but two is okay, that's where it's ad v'loy ad bichlal. Da'akar chada, you put one foot over the boundary, v'kam atarte, but you're still, your body is still within two. Chada, within that it's no good, is da'akar atarte, both feet already outside two, but you have not, it's not a complete three. It's two and a half. So two and a half already is no good. Become atlas. That's an entirely different halacha, which is the next sugya. We'll leave that for tomorrow. Moedei sugya.